Blog Talk Radio.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Get up with DJ Sean.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Cause you got it going on.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
You will enjoy the show.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Hilltop Radio. Get up with DJ Sean.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Cause you got it going on.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
You will enjoy the show.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Hilltop Radio.
You gotta get on now
to DJ Sean in the morning.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Get up with DJ Sean.
Get on down, yeah.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Cause you got it going on.
You got it going on.
Get up, get up, get up.
Oh, yeah.
You will enjoy the show.
Wake up.
Hilltop Radio. You
know you gotta get, you know you gotta get on.
Get up, DJ Sean. Cause you got it going on.
You're gonna have a good time.
You will enjoy the show.
Wake up.
Hilltop Radio.
Hilltop Radio.
Get up with DJ Sean.
You gotta wake up right now.
Cause you got it going on.
DJ Sean.
You will enjoy the show.
On the one and only
Hilltop Radio.
DJ Sean in the morning.
Thank you. Trenice, and you're tuned in with DJ Sean live on the Hilltop Radio.
It's Chris with the drama guy.
Charlotte, North Carolina, a.k.a. Queen City. I want to thank everybody that's up, everybody that's jamming with me. That's right. We got the Reggae Afro Pop Power Hour with me this morning. And we're going to keep it jamming. I got some stuff, Grandma B, second hour of the show. President, ex-president called in. Man, we got a fun show today. It's Friday. What is it? Thank God it's Friday. Everybody, you know, thank you for being a part of this program, the Hilltop Radio Show. This is your boy DJ Sean in the morning, man, and we're going to keep it moving. Yeah.
Like hot dog, I love my shoes. Girl, if I'm a land, that's something cocky without no hand. I'ma couldn't judge her though, because she have her ambition. Said the man, where she got now, I'm paid the tuition. The money, money, you know we want more of that. The glass coffee squeeze to keep the stocks on the block. Why you think me I go hard if you not have it, me I see I'm yard. Hey, money, what we need right now. Drop top, make sure drop a jazz line. When we have gas in the tank and it's enough for your bank. And a million in the bank if I'm being quite frank. Money, what we need right now. Inna the tank and it enough for your blank. And a million at the bank if I'm being quite frank.
Me want money, money, money. Me want money where me can't count. Money where me can't done fun. Me want money. And if I bring truck, me and me killer them mass luck. Get a youth have a money dream, yeah. We plant money tree. Go for the money and yeah, where me plant to
money.
500 billion drop. And if a zillion at the highest side, that's where me want go.
Money, I want me need right now. Richard Elon money. Drop top, make a job just like wow. Drop top, be my M4 driver.
Money, what we need right now. Drop top, make sure drop a jazz like wow. Me have gas in the tank and it enough on your bank. And a million in the bank if I'm being quite frank. Money, what we need right now. Big Benz, funny ends like wow. We have gas in the tank and it enough on your bank. And a million in the bank if I'm being quite frank. From me born, me have a plan. That's the blueprint of a man. Have a girl up on me land. That's something cocky without no hand. I'ma couldn't judge her though, because she have her ambition. Said the man, where she got now, I'm paid the tuition. The money, money, you know we want more of that. The glass cap is squeezed to keep the stocks on the block. Why you think me I go hard if you not have it? Me I say I'm in yard. Hey.
apart from the normal crowd. Oh, yes. It's so hard to find another in your league. Oh, your league. Don't you ever change, please. Forever, I say forever. I just see myself loving you. Loving you. Honey, you are everything in a woman. I never want to leave. I never want to leave. Yes, now. Cause you're a silent woman.
Silent.
A silent woman.
Silent.
You're a strong woman.
Strong woman.
Strong woman.
Strong woman.
Always got your head on your shoulder. You are who you are. Gotta say it again, lady. You're a silent woman.
Silent.
Silent woman.
Silent.
You're a strong woman.
Strong woman.
Strong woman.
Strong woman.
Always got your head on your shoulder. You are who you are.
Introducing the all-new C-Class Coupe. Performance that moves you. Beauty that stops you in your tracks. The completely redesigned C-Class Coupe. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing. Taiziki's Mediterranean Cafe. Experience our fresh lean meat, handcrafted salads, gyros, vegan and kids options available, plus family feast fit for a king. We cater, get it to go, or just dine in at one of our two locations. So visit Taiziki's.com or download our app. Taiziki's Mediterranean Cafe. Experience happy taste buds.
Have you lost your phone service? Now there's a new alternative to the large phone providers. Texans now have a better choice in phone service. Everybody's Phone Company. The best prepaid phone service in Texas. Everybody's Phone Company will get your phone turned on with no deposits, no credit checks, no ID, no social security questions, and absolutely no hassle. They have unlimited local calling, toll-free calling, 911 emergency access, collect calling, and free long distance, and much more. For more information about Everybody's Phone Company, go to everybodysphonecompany.com. Again, that's everybodysphonecompany.com. Or you can call Everybody's Phone Company at 713-268-1610. Again, that's 713-268-1610. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas that is renewable on a monthly basis. The new alternative to the large phone provider. So don't go without phone service. Contact Everybody's Phone Company.
This is Miracle Thomas. You're listening to DJ Sean streaming radio station 24/7.
Tender to her. You know I'm the queen with the magic touch. You know I'm the queen with the tender touch. That's why them love me so much. Call me sexy and me wrong. Some girls are hype up themselves and I go on like them a clown. Show them and them love me. Yeah, all of them want come touch me now. This is not a game I'm playing. I wanna make love with the right feeling. Them and them love me so real. So just look at the way they check me out. They like magnet to steal. It's that type of love make them and them want feel it deal. I used to know that I'm the queen. And when they come to loving it, you know me, I the rule text my shoe. Want to no flex me. I don't want no boring love, become stressy. If you love me, good boy, you'll never be lonely. I'll be the one and only, baby. Show me sexy and me wrong. Some girls are hype up themselves and I go on like them a clown. Show them and them love me. Yeah, all of them want come touch me now. This is not a game I'm playing. I wanna make love with the right feeling. Them and them love me so real. So just look at the way they check me out.
They only want a good man. They come in on me life. They can walk my body and make me feel right. Let me know what a man. What you call the wild. Let me know another guy drink. I don't feel right. Nice and tender. Me want it all the time. Want me to picturize my body right. So baby take off
up your clothes and put your naked body on me. The magic touch. You know I'm the queen with the tender touch. That's why them love me so much. You know I'm the queen with the loving touch. You know I'm the queen with the magic touch. That's why them love me so much. Show me sexy and me wrong. Some girls are hype up themselves and I go on like them a clown. Show them and them love me. And all of them want come touch me now. This is not a game I'm playing. I wanna make love with the right feeling. Am I the love with the real? So just look at the way they check me out. Hell like magnet to steal. That type of love make them and them want to seal the deal. Say you some more that I'm the queen. So when they come to loving it, you know me at the room text machine. Want to no flex me. Me no want no boring love become searching. If you love me good boy, you'll never be lonely. I'll be the one and only, baby. Show me sexy and me wrong. Some girls are hype up themselves and I go on like them a clown. Show them and them love me. And all of them want come touch me now. This is not a game I'm playing. I wanna make love with the right feeling. Am I the love with the real? So just look at the way they check me out. Show me sexy and me wrong. Some girls are hype up themselves and I go on like them a clown. Show them and them love me. And all of them want come touch me now. This is not a game I'm playing. I wanna make love with the right feeling. Am I the love is the real? So just look at the way they check me out.
Land is very air, which I breathe. Just get shot down and as the innocent dead them have a gun. Nobody not safe, not even for the dead in the grave. And nobody can tell them to behave. Of a truth they were brothers from the start, divided by the wars that they fought. Even the baby from the brave get shot in the head. Why them tell you them not have no heart? Hey. Judge and me, yeah. People in the city living their life without pity. Judge and see, yeah. There has to be a day. Oh, we know we love, we pray that them. Judge and see, yeah. All them do is war, talking about how them guns fall. Just a few will every thought. All them sing about is war. But when the eat, reach them streets, them on the television begging to be safe. Well, them a part of the cause of no politicians to go win an election. Them issue gun no fit intimidate and erase the opposition, hey. But when things get sink, as with every form of corruption, you hear them talk about the ghetto, like an apart and them plan, yeah, don't see a part of them plan, no. Jaja see, yeah, people in the city, living their life without pity. Jaja see, yeah, there has to be an end, oh, we know we love, we pray to them. Jaja don't see, yeah, all them do is war. Talking about how them guns follow. Judge and
holy. In the name of cannabis, why it's the holy herb. Ain't and practice. Never label marijuana with the blackness. With a lion tongue, I burn Babylon. Cause it's okay for man to marry man. And every day, I ridicule the good ganja man. No wonder why the crime rate is on the land. The people need the teeth to hold a meditation. And the working class was to eat them sentence. Lion Town, no run this reggae business. No, 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 we no local. We international and we global. Little Lion Town, number one town.
2, 3, break.
Wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up. It's the DJ Shaw Morning Show. Yeah, playing that old school classic era, bringing you the hottest R&B and blessing your ears with some of today's hottest and blazing jams. Yeah, it's DJ Shaw in the morning, so what's gone, let your boy have me get today popping. It's DJ Shaw in the morning. Yeah.
That's right. Good morning. It is DJ Shaw in the morning right here on Hilltop Radio Show. It is now 59 degrees. It is sunny. It is really sunny here in Charlotte, North Carolina, a.k.a. Queen City. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's already tuned in, everybody that's been already jamming with me since the 9 o'clock a.m. hour. You know, we're almost, man, we're 30 minutes into the Reggae Power Hour right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. I hope you guys are liking the Afro pop, a little bit of old school. Next Friday, man, I'm going to the throwbacks of Peter Tosh, you know, some Bob Marley, some Shaba, you know, all the greats from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Next Friday on the Reggae Power Hour right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. As you guys know, you hear the noise in the background. That's no other than Scrap Lover, no other, and Money Mike is jamming with me this morning. What's up, fellas, man? How you guys doing, man?
What it do, man?
Hey, man, I hope you guys are seem unsuckle.
Yeah.
And man, again, I appreciate you guys for jamming with us, man. You know, the ladies have been on past couple of mornings, man, you know, giving inspiration to the, you know, to the ladies out there that are going through something. Man, we're going to play two songs in a row, man. Then I'm going to come back to you brothers, man, and I want you guys to think of, you know, some words of encouragement to the brothers, you know, out there that's going through something, you know, maybe child support, maybe not seeing their kids, you know, the ladies stepping out on them, things like that, or they just got an attitude problem that needs to be adjusted, man. If you guys give some information to the brothers that are maybe tuned in and listening to the show, man, we're going to do two songs in a row, man. We'll be back with the crew. How's that sound for you guys, man?
Sound Gucci.
All right, we'll Gucci, be right Gucci, back, Gucci, man. Gucci. With brother and Scrap and brother and Money Mike right here on
DJ
Shaw in the morning. It's the Power Hour, y'all.
Goodness gracious Lord, have mercy.
like a moth in a flame burned by the fire.
That's the wind.
My love is blind, can't you see my desire?
That's the wind.
Like a moth in a flame burned by the fire.
That's the wind.
My love is blind, can't you see my desire?
Sean in the morning right here on Hilltop Radio. Again, I want to thank everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's already tuned in, everybody that's tuned in around the world. Let's see what our numbers look like. Oh, they look real good. 15,000 is jamming with us this morning here on the Hilltop Radio show. DJ Sean in the morning. I got the Hill, two of the Hilltop All-Stars in the house. What up, fellas, man? Good morning to you guys. How y'all feeling, man?
Good morning, my
brethren.
Yeah, man, you know, us brothers, we go through stuff, man. It's not a lot of our, you know, we can call our brothers keepers out there. A lot of people don't understand what that means. So right. You guys got any inspirational start with Scrap? Anything out there, man, you want to leave with the brothers, man, that are going through something today, struggling, anything? What you got for them?
I guess, man, what I say, you know, because, you know, dealing with my own experience and everything, you know, I've seen a situation where I've had said he wouldn't fight for that. You know, if it's dealing with your kids, why would you have to fight at all?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If he's there, you know, so you got some brothers that's out there, you know, and, you know, trying to be there for their kids, man. You got some women that you know, not trying to come down on them negatively, but I'm just saying it's a situation where they need to be one. Me and my ex-wife, well, we became a unit as one, became friends, when we realized we couldn't be a couple, but we had to come together with like-minded thoughts about our children. So, you know, and raise them. You can raise them. You ain't got to be together at all times, you know. But, you know, just put that time in. And brothers, you know, take that in. Sometimes it just needs a little dialogue between y'all mutually. And I know sometimes it ain't going to work out, bro. But, you know, put God first. Let him guide it. And, you know, maybe it work out. Maybe it won't.
Hey, and you know something, Scrappy, you said something there was a key point in what you just said if a lot of people didn't pick up on it. I picked up on it. The key thing you said and what you just said, the main thing is a lot of people think that they have to be together to raise a child if it's not working
right.
out. If you could be co-parents and she's moved on with her and her significant and you moved on with you and your significant, you know, you just like they said, it takes a village. That's a village right there to raise that child. You know, stop
right.
having that mad, being mad with him because he moved on and you being mad with her because she's moved on. The most important piece of the puzzle is that child or children that you have had bared together. So, man, you really took that hammer and hit it right on the head with that one, man. Real talk. Yeah,
right,
man.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, and like you said, put God first, you know, get up and pray and let God, you know, you're going to go through a storm. We all go through storms, man, but he's going to keep putting us through a storm until we come out to the understanding with the storm, why we keep going through the same storm, why we keep going,
right.
continue on going through this, why we continue on going through that. And then as brothers like us, we call on one another and check on one another. Like, you know, like yesterday, I called Money Mike right out of the blue. And the first thing I said, man, how you feeling today, man? You know what I'm saying? It's not, oh, man, what the hell are you doing? Or, hey, man, you got $5 or $6 I can borrow so I can give me something to eat? Nah, it was, how you feeling today, man? You can feel the enlightenment in Mike's voice when he said, man, you just made my day. You know, that's the type of stuff that we have to do as strong brothers, man. We got to keep each other in, you know, in prayer, keep uplifting each other, man. Yeah. So, Money Mike, what do you got to say for the brothers out here? Anything that you want to give or say, my brother?
I'm a speak it from the side of an actual experience with me when it comes to the kids thing, but a life thing. I've learned to say one thing, troubles don't last always. That be it confusion about a problem, chaos about a problem, it doesn't last always. It doesn't last always.
Mm-hmm.
I myself would tell any man, no matter the circumstance, when it comes to you and your children, you always be the father that they need you to be, whether you are there every day or whether if it's a thing going on with you and the mom, you not. You always be that father. Because for me, my oldest daughter, her mother took her when we broke up and left, moved out of town and told my daughter for years she didn't know where to find me, nothing like that. And lo and behold, she had to end up moving back to the city. And one of her other family members like asked, when did you see your dad? And my mama said she don't know where dad at. They like, your dad stay right on such and such street. I could take you to his house right now. And that's how I seen my daughter after 13 years.
Wow.
Another family member brought up. My daughter moved in with me after that. And, you know, like I said, I never stopped being the example of the father she needs. You know, I always be the example, be the better version. Even when it's painful and it's hard because of what you're going through, fellas, I know. I carried that hurt 13 years. Couldn't see my daughter. Didn't know where to reach her. You know, and lo and behold, just bam. I stood fast. I held fast even to God's words, God's direction. And, you know, he writes the ship. He put it on somebody else's heart to why this person is hard in their heart because y'all ain't together. Brought her right back there, and my daughter and Scrap Lover can testify that stuck to her daddy like white on rice. She's a grown woman, but love daddy. Still come to daddy financially and everything, though. She got a job, two or three of them, but That's my baby. I'm always be dad. You fellas always be the dads that we need in this world so desperately. Be those dads. Be that good example. That's what I leave for the brothers for them.
Hey man, we're gonna have what we're gonna do right now, man. I'm gonna play a song, man. We're gonna come back, man. This segment right here sounds good, man. I'm gonna call this segment on Fridays. You know, me, you, and Mike, and whoever other any other brothers that want to jump on. We're gonna call it. You know what? I was just thinking we're gonna call it Barbershop Talk. This is Barbershop Talk right here on DJ Sean in the Morning, man. Because it's something that you said, Mike, that I picked up on, and it was a question that I want to ask you, you know, when we come back from a quick song. This is DJ Sean, Money Mike, and Scrap Lover, no other. Man, we get ready to get in the barbershop talk, man. You think we're going to get in some trouble today, man?
Hey, my brother said don't last long. Hey.
All right, well, we'll be right back, man. This is DJ Sean in the Morning, y'all.
Sean in the Morning, yeah.
of the hour. This is Barbershop Talk right here Friday on DJ Sean in the Morning. Got the fellas, two of the best in the business, artists, producers, writers. They do it all over there in the boot here on Hilltop Radio Show. Mike, you know, you said that, you know, a while ago you mentioned that, you know, you it took, you know, your the oldest daughter's family members to let you know where you were at. When your daughter, you know, when your daughter found you, how did her mother react to her being back in your life? What was her mother's demeanor?
She was not very happy that first year. She was very sad when, because her daughter, like, you lied, you knew what my daddy was the whole time and never said nothing, and how could you do that? But so she was very sour, and, oh, man, she was very sour. Very sour. And then jealous of the relationship that me and my daughter grew.
Wow, she even got jealous of the relationship that a father and daughter is supposed to have?
Yes.
Wow. How old is your daughter today?
She is 29.
29, almost 30. She got kids of her own, too?
Of course.
Now let me ask you this. Has she broke that generational curse from what your mother did to her with her, you know, with you as her father? Does her kids get to see their father? Are they in their life? Okay.
They are. They get to see their father. She even, he stays, her son's father stays out of town, and like, she actually go gets him and bring him here. You know, even though she's in a relationship, well, she's married at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they let him stay at the house so, you know, he can get that time with his son.
Oh, you know, wow. And the father?
Everything. Yeah.
The husband was cool with that?
His father, yeah. Yeah, he was cool with it. I mean, it had been over, you know.
That
situation had been dead and gone.
Wow. You don't get that. Too many times, you know, in black families, man, there's always an issue or something. You know, somebody ain't liking nothing on scrap. You know, but man, that's what's up, man. Do you and her mother, you guys are able to talk, or she still got that mean streak in her?
We
are
very off and on. One minute we cool, can be, and then next thing when she try to handle certain situations with me, no ma'am. And like I said, it's off and on with us.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Good. Oh wow. Oh wow. This is Barbershop Talk. Right here on DJ Sean in the Morning. Scrap, you said you know the feeling, man. You've been through something like that as well, man.
Yeah, see, me and my ex-wife weren't always, you know, the reason we ended up going our separate ways was, you know, infidelity and everything. But, you know, hell, it got ugly before it got good.
But you guys,
it got real ugly.
But you guys are still in school, right? Y'all were still young, correct?
I was in the military.
Okay, use the military.
Mine was a victim of coming home from Desert Storm, and what? Who's in my house? You know. But you know, they had a lot of scenarios played out like that. You know.
So you and the baby mama, y'all cool, or y'all something similar like Mike?
Well, we cool now because you know she know I found my queen. You know, so. And, you know, she done been around the block three or four times. But, you know, now we have a mutual understanding. She know not to screw around with me because, you know, one thing, this old dog done got a little more vicious.
Right. Mike, how does the ex feel about the, you know, the second, you know, your kid's mama now? How was that, you know, and, you know, how was that as far as
So
you know
being
what I mean?
That I have a set of older kids and younger kids, her and the older kids' mom, Mm-hmm. She can't stand. They do not get along. Nothing. It's nothing. They know. No. As a matter of fact, every relationship that I've had, when it comes to her, there's people like, no. They like, They like, wow, she's nothing like her mother. No. So, I don't know. She just, and, you know, my daughter say it's still, because daddy, she still wants you, daddy. That's the problem. It's you. Mama still wants you. I'm like, oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they miss when that well runs dry, boy. They miss you, boy. This is barbershop talk. This is what the fellas talk when we in the barbershop. You know, we talk about anything, everything, you know, not being disrespectful on the radio, but this is barbershop talk. You know, some women, man, they get, you know, like, my oldest daughter, we try to be there for the grandkids, but, you know, my oldest daughter, like, you know, dad, your mom, I said, you know, I tell my daughter, I said, you know how your mama is? I don't know why you keep fooling with her crazy ass. She crazy.
Huh.
But like Scrap said, coming over from Desert Storm, I just happened to be with my cousin. You know, I went to my cousin's during I was playing football. Yeah, college football, and I went on spring break to go chill with my cousin. If I never walked through the projects that day and saw her mama sitting on the car, you know, the big button smile thing. You know, I told my daughter, I said, you wouldn't even be here. Because I told her, I said, we did it when I first met her. I said, you was deceived. Like that. So, you know, but, and when I went on, you know, successful and stuff, oh, man, she didn't like that, man. You know, but then she had friends and family in her ear and all this and that, man, which caused a lot of ruckus. Oh. Scrap knows what I mean. Calls a lot of ruckus.
Hey, bro, the people in your ear are the worst thing. You know, let me tell you how. Now, mind you, me handling all my business to end up on a child support was based off the fact that my ex, she's one of her homegirls, saw me driving a Corvette.
Wow,
this is
a
crazy.
Corvette.
She saw the girl went back and reported it to her. Yeah, I saw it. Not asking who was it for. It was actually a friend of mine. He wanted to swap vehicles, you know, so we could, you know, for a couple of days, because I had a bigger vehicle. So I'm driving around the weekend, kicking it. Man, would you believe how people talk? And because of that, I ended up back in court based on what somebody perceived, because they saw me driving the Corvette.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow, that's
crazy. Hella money.
Wow. Mike, you been in a situation like that?
Mine just with my older kids, their boys' mama. They she just when we just said we couldn't work, and you know, for the fellas that done did this, you know how you go back and, you know, y'all kind of, you know, start and, you know, messing around because y'all, you know, you like, well, maybe, and it, like, don't pan out. When I say we was together Thursday night and I said, look, just because this happened, came back together, Friday morning she was up at the courthouse trying to get my child support raised. Right then. Listen,
damn.
Right then.
Damn.
And
that's
then evil side joke, evil Darth Vader, her, when it came out to the car, if you just act right, we wouldn't have to go through this. I said, so you put me on child support, really, because we ain't together? And looked at me, rolled eyes, and walked off. I'm like, wow, okay, all right. All right, okay, I get it.
Well, I got a song. I got a song for them right now, man, and we'll be right back, man. This is for the ladies here that are listening. I hope you don't get mad, but this is the perfect song for y'all, man. This is Barbershop Talk here on DJ Show in the Morning.
It's weird.
Hello? Hi, DJ Sean. This is Persia for Laszlo, the events coordinator for President Trump. The president would like to speak with you for a moment if you're available.
I'm available.
Okay, hold on. I'll transfer you.
Thank you.
Hello, may I speak to DJ Sean?
This is DJ Sean.
You know who this is, the Donald.
Yes, sir.
I would like you to be the exclusive DJ for my new record label, Insurrection Records.
All right, let's get it.
We're going to be huge, really huge. In fact, we are going to be bigger than Death Row Records.
All right.
So I know you are busy with your little radio show, yada, yada, yada. Let me show you where the real money resides.
Okay.
Oh, and bring that freaky brother money mic with you. I like Jaime knows where to find the hose.
Yeah, he does.
But back to the business. I'm serious, DJ Sean. Dead serious. Check out my new artist, Nola Games, and her new single, I Get What I Want.
You know
Nola Games.
Insurrection Records.
Insurrection.
Rolling with the D.
Don't have any call the boys.
The Don Mata. You heard me? We gon' burn this bitch down.
We don't care what we want, we gonna burn this fucker down. If we don't get what we need, we gonna turn this mother out. No matter what you can prove or say, when you can't point the people out. No matter what you can prove or say, when you can't point the people out.
All right, I'm going to check her out.
Okay, I got to roll. But I will have my lawyers get in touch with the contracts. Okay, peace out. Make America pay again. I mean, great again.
Peace.
All right, this is DJ Sean in the morning. This is Barbara. That was the Trump. Here on the Hilltop Radio Show, man, y'all crazy as hell. It is 62 degrees. It's sunny, a little windy out here in Charlotte, a.k.a. the Queen City. Again, you are back in Barbershop Talk right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Shouts out to Sandy, a.k.a. Miss Baldy, is tuned in listening to the Barbershop Talk. And if anybody wants to jump in and got any, you know, has any questions about the Barbershop Talk, what we're talking, you can jump in at 516-453-9110. Any of you females want to, you know, thinking that the Barbershop Talk is weird, you know, downplaying the women, which we're not. We're really pretty much speaking the truth. And speaking the truth, we're the first lady that wants to jump in on the Barbershop Talk. Y'all know her. We know her. Two Scoops, Double Chocolate. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning, Grand Rising. So I want to know what y'all talking about. Let me jump in on here because I just got on. Let me see what y'all been saying about the women. Cause y'all don't have my opinion this morning, baby. I'm good. I'm full of energy. Let's do this.
Go ahead, scrap everybody quiet now. Damn. Damn.
You know, we were just sharing. Well, no, you know me. I'm the noise maker. You know, we were just sharing our experiences about you know, dealing with issues with baby mamas, you know, baby mama drama and unnecessary BS that men have to go through when they shouldn't have to go through it at all, because we have to have, you know, dialogue and a respect for mutual respect for each other in order to raise kids. And you don't have to be together at all times. If you are separated, you still can co-parent, you know, to raise your children. That's where we was at, my Two Scoops sister.
Well, I definitely stand on that. One thing I cannot stand is a woman that uses a child or children against a man. And another thing I cannot stand is a man that says, I can't be in my children's life because my baby mama won't let me see them. Bullshit. Y'all get yourself a lawyer.
Bro.
Stand up for your kids. Because that's nothing that burns me up more than somebody keeping them kids away from you, you know, from the men, and the men that just sit there and stand for it. No, you have just as much right as the mother.
There you go.
So, there's two sides to that story, and I know women personally that do that, and I give it to them. because that's the worst thing, because it's not about you. It's about them kids. Them kids gonna automatically believe that that father didn't want to have anything to do with them. And that a feeling like that for a child, that messes them up in their personal life and their decisions when it comes to relationships. That's why a lot of these men are effed up now, because of some of these mothers, not mothers.
Weaponizing their children.
Real.
That's right.
Well, double talking, you preaching. I mean, you. You're a parent. You got two kids and everything. When you moved on, when you moved on and married your husband today, did your ex get jealous because, you know, your kids was going to be around another man and be raised by another man?
Let me keep it honest with you. My ex-husband was a piece of shit. When he decided, whatever the case is, because even to him, he left me, it's all good. When we decided it was over, and I told him I was filing for divorce, this fool divorced his children. Now, granted, this was a man that was there every day for his kids. You couldn't ask for a better father. Because I was the breadwinner. Matter of fact, I was the man of the house. I worked my ass off, and he was a house husband. You know, he worked when he felt like going to work. When they pissed him off, he just walked off the job. Like, he didn't think about, we need two people to run this household. So that's what I had. And at the time, I made enough money to take care of the house, so that wasn't nothing I tripped over. But he cooked, he cleaned, he was an excellent housekeeper, y'all. Look, that boy would scrub dust with the toothbrush. So he was a good woman. He did that. Listen.
Damn.
But when I decided that it was completely over, he divorced the kids. Like, he completely, every now and then he would get his kids. Today my children don't even talk to him. He did not walk my daughter down the aisle when she got married. My son doesn't have anything to do with him right now. He let the drugs and whatever take over his life. He's in prison now.
Wow.
But that's a story for another day. But this fool abandoned his children. So when it came to another man being there for him, he didn't care. I bought a house in a neighborhood maybe about 5 years later. He moved in my same neighborhood. I would open up my back door, and I could see him and his pumpkin mouth woman that he was with. That was her name, too, Pumpkin.
Wow.
And my kids, he came. He said, hey, I move right here. I'm going to be a part of the kids' life now, you know, this, that. I'm like,
now,
okay, I never kept him away from the kids.
How old was the gap when he divorced and then he wanted to move in the neighborhood? How old were the kids then when he wanted to come back in their life or try to come back in their life? What was the age difference?
So when we separated, they were 2 and 3 or 3 and 4, something like that. I think 3 and 4. When he moved into the neighborhood, my kids were teenagers. My daughter was starting to drive. And every now and then, like when we first separated, he got him a little woman or whatever, and I let them go over there. Like, you know, respect whoever it is he with. And they would go every now and then, but that wasn't even often. I mean, but whenever he asked for them, I've never denied him his children. He didn't pay child support. That man owes me over $100,000 in child support now.
Wow.
And I've never pressured that. If he gave it, he gave it. If he didn't, he didn't. He was on child support only because he went to my job and tried to get me fired. But I knew I would never see money from him like that. In my last child support, they put, I think it was 50 cents or 25 cents on the child support credit like that. I called them people and cursed them out. How you put that man money to give me that kind of money? What am I going to do with that? I couldn't even buy them children a sick or gone.
Bam.
But
that sounds about right.
It was,
they were teenagers, and like I said, they were walking distance. Even with him being walking distance of my house, he wasn't there for them kids at all. Never came to their graduation. I went bring him invitation. Never came to their graduation. He had a whole graduation dinner for my daughter, invited his family, and didn't invite her.
Mm.
He was trash. But that was
wow.
My trash. So I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to take accountability for myself. Even though he was trash, and I'm talking about him, I'm dogging him, I took that dog. I laid down with him. So I knew what I did. And that's why I raised my children.
Well, the question I want to ask all three of y'all after we get in this next jam, barbershop talk here on the Hilltop Radio Show. It's DJ Sean in the morning. Here's a question I want to ask all three of you, Double Chocolate, Money Mike, and Scrap Iron. Something to think about after we play this song. Should we, you know, you said something that I picked up on a while ago, accountability. Should we all put ourselves accountability of who we find in our life, and if they messed our life up or messed the kids' life up, is it wrong for us to talk about them? Because you said something a while ago that if you've done wrong in somebody's life, messed up somebody's, you know, mental, and I think should they be praised? No, they shouldn't be praised. If they messed up kids, you know, the kids and things like that, they haven't been nothing but kids. I think you have the right to talk about them. We'll get you guys' opinion after we play this next song. Yeah, it's a thin line, you know, between love and hate.
Louder than words.
It's a
DJ Sean in the morning. This Barbershop Talk. We got Double Chocolate, Money Mike, and Scrap Iron. We all in the barbershop, you know, talking about relationships, you know, assholes in our lives, you know, men, women, things like that. So Double Chocolate, talk to us. You know, I asked a question before, you know, we played Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Talk to us. What do you think?
If we should be, what was the question? If we should hold that person?
Oh, Lord, I knew she was going to ask it, what the question was.
Well, it was all up in that song.
So should you hold yourself accountable if you're talking bad about someone that's messed up your life, your life, and your kid's life? You said that, you know, you shouldn't be bad-mouthing them, but I think you should. What's your take?
It depends on the situation. Because like I said, I hold myself accountable for the things that I've done. When I met that man, I knew he wasn't for me. When I married that man, I knew he wasn't my husband. But sometimes we accept things, and that's why I no longer do that. Once I learned my worth, that was it. But I grew up the old school way. No matter what your spouse did, you was married to him, you stayed with that man. So when I actually divorced my husband, my family gave me crap because I divorced him. But I hold myself accountable because I knew better. I shouldn't have laid down with that man. I knew he wasn't for me. Did I love him? I did have love for him. Was I in love with him? Hell no. I knew he wasn't that man for me. But I messed around, laid down with him, had not one child but two children with him. So I tried to keep my family together because I didn't want my kids not to have a father. And I ended up screwing myself because guess what? I did all that, endured all that hurt and pain for me, thinking I was helping my children, and it still hurt them because they still didn't have a father in their life.
Mm.
So when people tell me now, oh, I did this for my children, no, you did. You did that for yourself. And I'm telling you that because I did it. I'm not going to blame nobody for something that I did for myself. So, yes, did I earn the right to talk about them? I did because I gave them every opportunity to be a man, to be a father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But do I hold myself accountable for my decision-making? Yes. I took part in that hurt because I allowed myself to be with somebody I knew I didn't want.
All right.
Yeah.
Money Mike.
So I got a two-way thing on this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Do I hold myself accountable? For me, I hold myself accountable for every single thing that I've ever done. Why one? Because in the end, which is time now, it made me the person I am now. It made me the person that when I look at other people, I realize before I say something about somebody, I got to remember at one time I was somebody's bad guy. At one point, we all are somebody's bad guy, all of us. No matter be it you, your childhood friend that you start for life, but they ain't going to say nothing because y'all still cool. We've all been the bad guy. Or as a pastor once said to me, we all ex somebody. All of us. So that is where I think all of us, this is where I say the solid in you come in. This is why I'll let some people say whatever they're going to say about me. But I keep my mouth shut and never nothing to say one thing about them. And all I got to do is when I see them, just look at them. I just look at them. And they drop their head because, yeah, I know, but it's all good. I'll never say what I knew about you or what I know of you. Mm-hmm. Because I get it. In their story, I'm the bad guy.
Wow.
So that's the only reason why I won't say something because I get it. But at the same time, after I hear it, I'm going to just look at you. And when you look at me, I think all of us agree we done also made some of these people heads drop because they know we kept it solid about what we could have said back about them.
Wow. That's a mouthful right there. Wow. That makes you think. You got me thinking what you just said on that one. Ooh-wee. Well, y'all talking some barbershop talk today, boy. We're sitting in these chairs Yeah, go ahead, Scrap. What you got to say, big brother?
Yeah, well, me, I agree that if you know, you earn the right to talk about that situation. And, you know, I just feel, you know, I'm sort of blunt about things anyway. So, you know, and a lot of times I ain't even lie, I don't care about the feelings. But, you know, one thing that Rosemarie did say that I truly agree with, too. She knew that wasn't her husband. Guess what? My grandmother, rest in peace, told me when she met my ex-wife for the first time, she said, mm-mm. I came home from the military. I told my wife, I was on break. I said, I'm about to get married. Mama, you coming to the wedding? She said, no, I told you that's not the one for you. So I just took it as she just telling me this, you know. The wedding day. I said, Mama, you coming to the wedding? She said, no, Southern and Jackson State playing today. She meant that. She meant it.
She went to a football game.
No, she went to Southern and she went to the game.
Oh, damn. Instead of coming to
she
the...
Did not, she objected.
Damn.
But we don't... I was young. I didn't listen to... You know, that's why I say sometimes we do things and then we don't have that blessing because it does make a big difference.
Thanks.
You know, I didn't have my parents' blessings, you know. So I was raised by my grandmother, so I chose to get married anyway because, you know, in a way I was conflicted because I always felt my, you know, I had got this girl pregnant. But my grandfather said, man takes care of his own. He didn't, you know, but I thought, hey, man takes care of his own. I got to marry this chick. I got to do this here. But my grandmother told me she wasn't the one. And I didn't listen and gave it. And our marriage didn't last 2 years. It drug out before the divorce for like six before we decided to go on a divorce. But I tried. I went back, tried to make it work, tried. So, you know, it didn't, you know. The situation that I was dealing with was a person who, you know, I think it was both of us in a way because, again, coming from a broken home like that myself, you know, dealing with the father's issues and stuff like that, it does take its effect on you as an individual. That's why I started writing my book called The Scarred Heart Syndrome. I'm into it, you know. And, you know, it basically you're saying that love that you're missing in your life affects you. It really do affects you.
Right.
You know, so, hey, you know, and I think I've earned the right to talk about my ex, but I ain't going to say nothing too bad because I still have respect for her being the mother of my children. There's so many things that I could have said that I didn't. But I was like, you know, I was painted as the bad guy, but see, I didn't care because I knew the truth and she knew the truth why we went our separate way. And it does come out.
I think men and women, I'm going to say this before we get into our next song. This is Barbershop Talk right here on DJ Sean in the Morning. I think men and women that, you know, when we're doing positive in our kids' life or just doing positive in our own life and that we're really succeeding and trying to make a difference in our family, you know, to have, you know, generation, I'm going to mute Mike real quick, to, you know, for our generation, for our kids and grandkids, because we all have grandkids, you know, we have to build a future. We have to build a future and help our kids with our grandkids because our grandkids is going to be leading, you know, when we're gone, our grandkids are going to have to, you know, keep our family going, if that makes any sense to anybody. So I what I do is I've always, like you guys, I've been there for my kids. Yeah, of course, you know, the mother's going to badmouth and everything because, you know, I moved on to be successful. I wasn't a piece of shit, you know, like they thought I was going to be. And, you know, family, you know, some family back you, some family don't back you and shit like that, which I don't give a fuck anyway. But I got my girls, my daughters, to the point where they have to break curses that I went through, that my mother went through, that my grandmother went, you know, that trickled down where I had to stop stuff because, you know, I was, my first 10 years of my life, I was raised in a foster home, you know, where my father was a drunk and my mother, like double chocolate, my father was a woman of the house and my mother was a man, you know, and I can say this because my father was a piece of shit. He laid down with anybody he could lay down with. I come find out I had a brother that I played basketball with, didn't know he was my brother till I went to his house. And his mom was like, "Oh, your father's such and such." Like, "Yes, ma'am." "Oh, that's your brother." You know what I'm saying? And then when my father was on his deathbed, then he's like, "Oh, I need my sons." So my other two brothers, they went to his side. I didn't go to his side. I wasn't going to fix his heart and his mind to have, you know, his heart right, whether he was going to hell, heaven or hell. You follow what I'm saying? I wasn't going to allow that. I wasn't going to stop without, just like, you know, Scrap said, his grandmama went to a football game. I wasn't going to stop my life just to benefit, you know, for him to get his mind together right with his sons that I didn't see. I saw my father when I was 2 years old. I didn't see my father again until I was 30-some years old. And then he wanted to see me again when he passed away in 2018. I wasn't going to do that. And my youngest brother today, me and him don't talk because I didn't go to the funeral. I didn't go to the hospital. I wasn't going. And I meant that. So we haven't talked in since 2018. Not knowing that we were brothers, we didn't find out we were brothers until, 2000. He's 5 years younger than me. Yeah. Wow. And to this day, we don't even talk because I didn't run to my father's aid, man. I wasn't going to. He didn't do nothing for me. Yeah, he brought me in this world, but I look at the reflection that he left, you know, he left for me. You know, being raised, being taken out of your home and your mother not knowing where you're at. And then I blame my mother a little bit of that, too, because she could have came and found us. The only people that found us was my grandparents. My grandparents was the one that found us. And then my grandparents was the one that was spending the money going back and forth to the courts trying to get me and my brothers. And then if it happened for the woman dying, the woman that was taking care of us dying, you know, I would have stayed there till I was 18. Yeah. Because you got to remember back in the 70s, I remember back in the 60s and 70s and 80s when you were taken out of your house, they didn't call them next of kin, and they stuck you in the system. And you stayed in the system till you was 18.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Sean, bruh, I can truly say I understand, you know, paths are somewhat similar.
Mm-hmm.
I met one of my younger brothers when I was pretty much, I was like 16, 17, and I was driving to my dad's house, and this guy was in the street on a bike, a little younger guy, and I blew my horn for him to move. You know, I got my first little car, blew the horn for him to move out of the way. He got to talking crazy, so I just passed him on up, went to my dad's house. Then I saw this little guy riding up in the yard, so I'm thinking, oh, this guy wants to, he come back down here because he see the where I parked the car. Like, he got something. So I think I'm going to go out here and whoop this cat. My dad said, "What's going on?" I said, "Man, I'm finna whoop this guy, man." He said, "Who?" I said, "That little dark one right there." He said, "Hold on."
little dark one.
When he came up, the dude say, "What's up? What's up, daddy?"
said, who the hell he calling? I said, who he calling daddy? He say, Claiborne Carl. Carl Claiborne. That's your brother. That's your older brother, Claiborne.
Wow.
That's how we met.
Yeah.
Crazy. But the similar type men, what we talking about, bro, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah. And I didn't, yeah, when I, a lot of things came out, in the end, I didn't go to the funeral because we had issues. So I understand, brother. I truly do.
That's why my daughter, Shaunye and Imani, they, if they was on this phone right now, they'll tell you, my father, our father, made sure who our family was. I made, my kids grew up with their cousins because I made it my pact that my kids were going to know who their family was. When I would have my kids, I would go get my brother's kids. I would have my brother's kids for the summer. It'd be all girls in the house for the summer. Why? Because I wanted my kids to know who their family was. Believe that. My kids, my brother's kids and grandkids, they know me more than they know my brother, because my brother, he didn't break that curse. I did. I broke the curse from my brothers. My brother that's young, that's my middle brother, he don't give a damn about nothing but himself. And me, I don't know about y'all, I can't call my daughters and ask my daughters for no damn money. My brother calls his kids and asks them for money all the time. All the time. I can't do that. If my kids call me today and it's my last, they getting it. I'll just have to struggle until I get it again. I can't ask my kids for money. I can't do it. I can't do it. But my brother, man, he'll do it in a heartbeat. Do it in a heartbeat. Because he don't care.
I have a question, Brother Sean.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tradition, the curses, family curses, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think some people never really recognize when there's one there. You know, like me, I was a high school dad before a high school grad. My father was a high school dad for a high school grad. His father, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And mine was broken, my son, my daughter. But my youngest, one of my second to the youngest son, he actually broke that. He actually broke it. So I think there's a lot of times people don't recognize when you go back, if you really stop to look at it, how many of us have had that? And how many of us can say we don't recognize when there's a curse on us, on a family like that?
You know, I'm going to play a song real quick and then I'm going to come back. I recognized it by asking questions. My grandmother, my grandfather, my mother, aunts and uncles, I asked them family questions. So I said, when I always had it in the back of my mind, I said, you know what? When I have kids, I was never going to turn my back on my kids. And when my daughters got old enough for them to understand, I always talked to them, if you have children, never, if you're not going to be able to take care of your children, don't have children. If you're gonna have children, you make sure that you're there for your kids and don't go through what your father went through half his life. My oldest one, she gets in this way sometimes where she meets these punk-ass men and she come crying. I don't like my girls crying on the phone because I get upset and I get pissed off and I'm ready to fight. Well, Dad, you know, I want to be a family, and I'll be like, a man is, so, you know, and I hate to use this terminology and Scrab and Mike and Double Chaka and everybody out there listening. You know, some men are like stray dogs. If you find a stray dog, you're gonna take that dog. Oh, that's a cute dog right there. You know, let me take him to the pet store, you know, get him, you know, get his shots and get him washed and groomed and stuff. And you bring him home. You bring him home. You feeding them. You eating them. You know, making sure that they got a nice place to stay. As soon as you, open that door, what did that stray dog do? That stray dog gonna hit the streets. Boom! That dog is gone. And then when that dog gets tired of running in the streets, and he ain't got that bed, and he ain't got that good food, what that dog gonna do? Is gonna find his way back home. That's the terminology I use.
Bad part.
They're gonna come back home, and I hate to call. I mean, but you know, men are dogs. We all dogs. You know, we've had our
women too.
I've had my share where I, you know, my high school years, my college years, you know, sleeping with everything I could sleep with. Yeah, I've been there, done that. That ain't nothing to brag about. But back in those days, I can say this, back in those days, diseases wasn't as bad, as rapid as it is today.
Right.
Real talk.
That's so true, brother.
Real talk. Knock on wood, I ain't never been burnt or never went into nothing where I had to send them to Louisiana so Double Chocolate could give them that Yanni steam, but I have never been nothing like they've been up and nothing like that.
Yanni steam does not cure diseases.
I know, but it clears that funk, though.
And you ain't hey, baby, you're not sitting on myself if you got that funk either. I'm sorry. Oh, hell no.
Oh, man.
I wipe it down, but God, though.
Oh, Lord. You make sure you have some heavy Lysol and shit. Spray that motherfucker like that shit.
You better believe it.
Hey.
I guess that's why you don't wear, that's why you don't use the seat warmers in your car. You're like, hey, no, we ain't going to be frying no fish in here.
Hey, and I ain't talking about the new age Lysol. I'm talking about the old school Lysol. It's a lot 10 times better than the new Lysol that they have today, man. Oh, man. My grandparents used to own the store. And to this day, my grandmom still has an old school Lysol. You know, where they use it as an air freshener and everything.
Let me get some.
She still got it with the brown top. With the brown top. Yo, she still got
to
this day. Hell yeah. Lysol, they use Lysol for, you know, a bathroom. You know, if you cook something, you burn something, they pull that Lysol out, spray the Lysol, the doors. They spray Lysol was like Febreze. They sprayed it.
Yep.
And you guys remember, you know, most of your grandparents had that plastic on the damn, you know, on the damn couches and shit. They sprayed that motherfucking plastic down with the Lysol back in the day. Boy, your shoes, you know, for funky feet and everything, man. Lysol was the shit. Hell yeah. Sprayed it in the commode, everything, man. Lysol was it. Oh, man, bring back some memories, boy. This is Hilltop Radio Show, DJ Sean. This is Barbershop Talk with the Hilltop All-Stars. Double Chocolate, let them know where they can follow you at and what you got coming up on Sunday night on Love After Dark.
On Love After Dark, I'm going to have Miss Tori, another chocolate diva that's going to be on the show with us. So make sure you check out Love After Dark on Sunday night. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Rosemarie. On Snapchat, Queen Rosemarie. And if you want a sexy calendar, y'all hit my inbox. I got some sexy pictures. Yeah.
So we're trying to sell a calendar.
My calendar.
That calendar 2021.
Don't do me, boo.
Mike had to leave us. Go ahead, Scrap. Let them know where they can follow you at, brother.
All right. You can find me on Instagram at Scrap Iron for God. You can catch me on Facebook as Carl Sanders. Or on with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Stars on the morning show.
and on our evening show as well, Hilltop Radio Show.
All right, you guys, we got a lot of big time guests coming on this month, man, and man, people's just been reaching out and wanting to be on the show, man. I already got artists scheduled for Bay already, man. And we ain't even out of April yet. But again, this is DJ Sean in the morning. I want to thank Double Chocolate, Money Mike, Scrap Iron, Miss Sandy Green, a.k.a. Miss Baldy. She's tuned in listening to the show. And everybody and our new listeners over in Bulgaria. Belgria, whatever they call that state. I mean, that country. I appreciate you guys for tuning in and listening to us here on DJ Sean in the morning. Appreciate it. I'm sorry I'm pronouncing your country wrong. And Pakistan. People are tuning in Pakistan as well. They must know that Scrap is on. Pakistanians are listening to the show.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and then we got, New Zealand's checked in with us, y'all. New Zealand's checked in with us. Let's see what else we got. We got Atlanta in the house. Winter Haven, that's Florida.
Yeah.
We got Woodstock. That's Alabama, I think. Birmingham. Huntsville. Yeah, everybody. They must. Miss Baldy's going to bring everybody from the state of Alabama. San Jose, California. Nevada, Las Vegas. Berlin.
Yeah.
That's Berlin, Maryland. That's up top. And Canada. Thank you, guys. We're up to 17K this morning here on the DJ Show in the morning. I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you check us out. Well, check Double Chocolate out on Love After Dark Sunday night with Miss Tori, another chocolate sister, will be on. You guys have a blessed day, man. Be easy. Be safe till Monday. Much love and respect to you guys. Have a good day, man. We love you. Peace.
Impossible to face.